श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 2 चैप्टर एंटाइटल अजामिल डिलीवर्ड बाय द विष्णु दूतास टेक्स्ट 49 ट्रांसलेशन इन परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेशियल एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद. व्हाइल सफरिंग एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ अजामिल चैंटेड द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड. ऑल्दो द चैंटिंग वॉज डायरेक्टेड टुवर्ड हिज सन, he nevertheless returned home back to Godhead. Therefore, if one faithfully and inoffensively chants the holy name of the Lord, where is the doubt that he will return to Godhead? Purport. At the time of death, one is certainly bewildered because his bodily functions are in disorder. At that time, even one who throughout his life has practiced chanting the holy name of the Lord may not be able to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra very distinctly. Nevertheless, such a person receives all the benefits of chanting the holy name. While the body is fit, therefore, why should we not chant the holy name of the Lord loudly and distinctly? If one does so, it is quite possible that even at the time of death, he will be properly able to chant the holy name of the Lord with love and faith. In conclusion, one who chants the holy name of the Lord constantly is guaranteed to return home back to Godhead without a doubt. So, this is the last verse of the second chapter, Ajamil delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. And this verse basically indicates in Sanskrit what is known as Kaimotik Nyaya. And Kaimotik Nyaya basically means how much more. So in this verse, four distinct points are mentioned, that Ajamil chanted the holy name of the Lord only at the time of death with such helplessness. Second, Ajamil called out to his son, not to the Lord. Thirdly, Ajamilopi agadhama. Even till the time of death, Ajamil was leading a sinful life. He was not leading a pious life. And kimuta shraddhaya grinan. And fourthly, Ajamil had not heard the glories of the holy name and had not developed faith in the holy names. So in spite of all these handicaps, still he was protected. So therefore, how much more will a person be benefited if he chants the holy names throughout his life in a state of helplessness, in a state of dependence? How much more a person will be benefited if directly he calls out to Krishna and not indirectly like Ajamil did? How much more a person will be benefited if he tries to lead a pious life, sinless life? And how much more a person will be benefited if he consciously, constantly attempts to develop faith or shraddha in the holy names? So therefore, this particular verse gives hope to all the conditioned souls that if we develop a relationship with the holy names, we are going to benefit unlimitedly. The conditioned souls are sent a message through this verse that do not be obsessed to develop perfect relationship with objects, people, circumstances, positions and situations of this world. An imperfect relationship with Krishna will benefit you more at the time of death than a perfect relationship with anything and anyone in this world. Ajamilopi agadhama kimpuna shraddhaya grinan. This verse indicates that Ajamil had a confirmed imperfect relationship with the holy name. But even a semblance of a relationship with the Holy Name, which is nowhere near perfection, protects the soul from suffering after death. And therefore, it's worth investing time and energy in cultivating a solid, substantial, genuine, deep relationship with the Holy Names. And therefore, we may feel frustrated, depressed, distressed in the practice of our Krishna consciousness. But compared to all the kinds of distress we may go through cultivating material comforts and material successes, it is worth investing time and energy in developing relationship with Krishna and His Holy Name. And whatever difficulties we may go through in that process is ultimately worth it at the time of death. Therefore, this verse resonates with unlimited hope. Jai Shishya Radha Gokulanand Bhagwan ki, Taram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki. A college student was talking to me and he was telling me, my Mahajan is Ajamil. My role model is Ajamil. I said, why? There are 12 Mahajans already described. Why you are accepting Ajamil as your Mahajan? He said, you know, Ajamil, he enjoyed life and also went back to Godhead. So he enjoyed material sense gratification and also went back home back to Godhead. So that may happen in Ajamil's case, and it's a very special circumstances under which he chanted the Lord's holy name, he was protected. But we cannot take chances like that. So the whole pastime of Ajamil is not to indicate how we can enjoy, how we can take chances with material enjoyment. It is actually to indicate that the holy name is so powerful that somehow or the other some relationship is established, there is unlimited benefit. So yesterday we discussed about how Ajamil at the time of death is attacked by the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas stopped him. So the Yamadutas start explaining why they are taking away Ajamil. And the essence of their description and their argument is that Ajamil has indulged in sinful life and before death Ajamil has not performed atonement. And therefore they explain, Esha prakriti sangena purushasya viparyaya asit sa evana chirat isha sangat viliyate. That only when a person develops a relationship with Krishna, Krishna has the power to purify the soul of his unlimited sins. And then they explain how the power of lust is more deadly than all kinds of cultured upbringing and describe Ajamil's qualities. That right from his childhood, Ajamil was exposed to Brahminical culture. Ajamil led a life which was perfectly sinless. Ajamil was married. He was taking care of his parents. He knew all the shastras very well. Ayam hi shruti sampanna shila vritta gunalaya. Ajamil knew the four Vedas properly. He was performing yajnas every day. And then one day he went to the forest in order to get some firewood for the purpose of performing yajna. And in that, he saw a man and woman embracing each other. And simply by that sight, he got influenced. And so the sanskaras or the impressions of the past lives are so deeply embedded that it becomes practically impossible to predict when they will come up and disturb the conditioned soul's mind. And so at that point, Ajamil became overwhelmed and bewildered by lust. Stambhayam atman atmanam yavat sattvam itashrutam na shashaka samadhatum mano Madana Vepitam. So at that point, the Yamadutas explain to the Vishnudutas that Ajamil tried to control his mind with his intelligence, Stambhayam, Atmanatmanam Yavat Sattvam. To the best of his capacity, he tried. Yathashrutam. He had heard about so many descriptions in the Shastras about how one should not be indulging in sense gratification. Yathashrutam. He tried to remember all those instructions, all those verses, all of those passages and pastimes which he had heard from his gurus. Na shashaka samadhatum mano madana vepitam. But when his mind was completely tormented by Cupid, madana, he could not control himself. Na shashaka samadhatum, he could not pacify his mind as his mind was agitated by the influence of lust. Mano madana vepitam. And therefore, the influence of lust is extremely powerful. And Chakravarti Pad, in the 10th canto, describes the 10 effects of lust, the 10 effects of Cupid. And he says the first is Chakshuraga, that attachment created when the eyes come in contact with the sense object. And the eyes start actually taking in the sense object. And that results in the second stage, which is known as Chittasanga. Chittasanga means the mind becomes attached. So first, through the eyes, there is a relationship created with the sense object. And then that translates into attachment in the heart. That Chittasanga leads to the third stage, which is known as Sankalpa. Sankalpa means determination. That yes, I will develop a relationship with this person or this object. And this Sankalpa becomes very strong. And then when the desire is not fulfilled, it results in Nidra Cheda. Nidra Cheda means one loses sleep. One is unable to sleep. And then not only one loses sleep, one becomes detached even from eating. And then one gradually becomes extremely thin, and that is called Tanuta. So one actually externally displays symptom of Goswami, where there is no attachment to any eating also, and one becomes totally detached, Udasin, not interested in anything. So then that Tanuta leads to Vishya Nivritti. So when the mind becomes focused on one person, the mind becomes detached from everything else, everyone else. So however many beautiful objects may be brought, Vishya Nivritti, the mind will not feel attached to those because it is completely focused on one. And that results in Trapanasha, where one becomes so shameless that he does not care about society and what people will say. And just like in the pastime of Sripad Ramanuja, there was the pastime of Dhanurdas, and he became attached to this prostitute. And right when there was this procession where the deities were being taken around the Ranganath temple, so he was standing right there, taking an umbrella over this prostitute's head in front of everybody. Trapanasha. One becomes so intoxicated, infatuated, one becomes shameless. And that results in the next stage called Unmada or madness. And that ultimately results in Murcha. One faints. And Mriti, it may even lead to suicide. And this is quite common in so many movies we have seen, you know, especially Bollywood movies are filled with plots where ultimately this kind of thing results. So Prabhupada went to one of his disciples' house. He found that, you know, he had an altar on which there were photos of Radha Krishna and Gornetha and Acharya's photo. And right next to that, there was the photo of a beautiful girl. So Prabhupada asked, okay, all the other photos, okay, what is this photo? He said, you know, before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was very infatuated by this girl. And, you know, I was having a relationship. But then she left me and went away with somebody. And I got so devastated, I started asking, who am I? And then I got in contact with devotees. And then I came to Krishna consciousness, I got your shelter. So, therefore I consider her my Shiksha Guru. So Prabhupada said, yeah, that may be fine, that you have that feeling of Guru, but there is no need to keep her photo along with other Gurus, like this. So then he said, but she's so beautiful. So Prabhupada said, if you compare to the beauty of the heavenly planets, this is nothing. And if you compare to the beauty of the Vaikuntha Loka, you know, then even the beauty of the heavenly planets is nothing. And if you compare to the gopis' beauty, then even the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha cannot compare. So it's all relative. So when Ajamil was completely infatuated, then he lost his complete control. And so it results in his shameless behavior. He gives up the association of his wife. He actually brings in this prostitute, start living with her, and he starts performing all kinds of sinful activities just to maintain her. And so here it is described that Ajamil was transgressing all kinds of regulative principles, and he became totally absorbed in sinful life. And hence, the Yamdutas, they are explaining, because he performed all kinds of sin, including killing and stealing, dacoity, he became a glutton, he was leading a totally unclean life, and he has not performed atonement, naturally, we are going to take him away. And that's the power of the influence of Cupid or Kamadev. Mano Madana Vepitam. Madana Vepitam means completely shaken up by the influence of Madan or Cupid. In India, there is a story of this very famous king, Bhartrihari. So some of you must have heard about King Bhartrihari. So he got married, and he was extremely attached to his wife, and day and night he was sitting and only meditating on her. And so he wrote 100 beautiful verses glorifying her beauty, and he called that Shringara Shatak. Shringara Shatak means 100 verses glorifying that beauty. So one day one sage came and gave one ring to him and said, you must give it to somebody whom you love the most. So he took that and gave it to her. So she took that, and then Bhartrihari, he did not keep track what happened. After a few days, one young girl came to the kingdom, came to the darbar and gave the king the same ring. And the king was wondering, I gave this ring to her, how this ring came to me and how it came to this lady. And then he started thinking about it. And then he wrote a verse expressing his frustration. And then he understood what happened and he started investigating. Ya chintayame satatam mai sa virakta sa chanya michyata janas sajanonya rakta asmat krteja paritushyati kachidanya dhik tamcha tamcha madanamcha imamcha mamcha. So the verse appears very melodious, but it is actually an expression of frustration. So in Sanskrit, even expletives sound very melodious, very nice. So he's actually cursing. And he's saying in this, Ya chintayame satatam, I was constantly meditating on her, mai sa virakta, but she was detached from me. She was attached to some other person. She gave that ring to him. Because it was said, whom you love the most, you give the ring to. So she gave the ring to him. Sachanyamichchati jana sajanonya rakta. And that man actually loved some other woman and he gave the ring to her. And that lady loved some other man and she gave the ring to him. And in this way that ring passed hands and finally came to this girl and she loved me. And she brought and gave that ring to me. Asmat krite cha paritushyati kachidanya. So he starts cursing himself. Dhik tam cha tam cha madanam cha imam cha mam cha. He says, dhik tam, to hell with her because she cheated. Dhik tam cha tam cha, to hell with that man to whom she was attached to. Madanam cha, to hell with Cupid who made a fool out of all of us. Imam cha, to hell with this entire episode. Mam cha, to hell with me also. So he reached the height of frustration and he wrote this beautiful verse. And then this first 100 verses he had written, he had called it Shringar Shatak. Now from this verse onwards he wrote another 100 verses, he called it Vairagya Shatak. So this is very famous, the Shringar Shatak and Vairagya Shatak in Sanskrit literature. So therefore here, Ajamil, under the influence of Cupid, under the influence of Kamdev, he actually experienced this suffering condition. And so, you know, here, the Yamadutas, they conclude that Ajamil was sinful, he did not do the Prayashchitta, and therefore, he is eligible to be punished in hell. So now the Vishnudutas defend Ajamil and explain how the Yamadutas have not understood one very important aspect of Prayashchitta, atonement, which is the holy name. And they glorify the holy name. And so they explain, the Vishnudutas, that the holy name has various powers. And the first power they explain is the chanting of the holy name is the perfect atonement, sam prayashchitta. And they explain here that namno hi yavati shakti papa nirharane hare tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam patakinara. That if a person is able to perform unlimited sins, but the power of holy name is that the holy name supersedes anybody's power to commit any sin. So therefore, the holy name can purify us from all kinds of sins which we may perform in our lives. That is not like a challenge that, okay, let us commit more sin. This is to show the power of the holy name, that whatever sins we may commit, one cannot say that the holy name, you know, what can it do? Sometimes people come up and say, I am so sinful, even Harinam can't do anything. No. The holy name is so powerful, whatever may be the extent of sin, it can purify. Avaneshapi yan nam nikirtite sarvapatikai puman vimuchyate sadhya simmatrastair mrigair iva. And the Vishnudutas say, just like when a lion roars in the middle of the forest, and by hearing the roar of the lion, all the other animals run away. Like that, by the power of the holy names, all the sinful reactions within the heart and desires to commit sin, they simply dissipate. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling towards South India, he was roaring at the top of his lungs, chanting the holy names. Mattasimha praya prabhu korila gaman prema veshe yai kori namasankirtan. Just like a maddened lion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting the holy names, because the power of the holy names is such that all kinds of sinful desires can be eradicated. So therefore, the Vishnudutas, they are defending Ajamil and saying that the holy name has the power for perfect atonement. Like that, I was traveling in a train, and you know, it was early in the morning, I was chanting, And there was this gentleman sleeping right in front. And I was chanting as mildly as possible. But in the morning time, you know, the holy name has the power to penetrate. So he was kind of turning back and forth, trying to cover himself with the, you know, quilt. The holy name can penetrate the universe, what to speak of quilt. So then after some time he got up, sat down, stared at me and said, "Why don't you allow Krishna to sleep in the morning? Right in the morning, why you have to call him?" So many times people feel that why we have to chant these holy names so loudly and why we have to chant the holy names continuously. Somebody came to me and said, "I don't like to chant this holy name loudly or speak it out. I think all of you are just showing off. You Hare Krishna people like to show off by chanting the holy names and, you know, showing your beadbag that I'm chanting and claiming that you're so religious and all. I am fully spiritual and the holy name is deep within my heart. So deep even I don't know where it is. And, you know, I don't really believe that one needs to actually express like this." So I said, "You know, do you experience any change or transformation, or, you know, when do you actually feel like chanting?" He says, "Whenever I feel like chanting, I chant." I said, "Okay, how many times in a year you feel like?" "Sometimes now and then, maybe Janmashtami." So that is the reason why on a regular basis, we have to get used to the chanting of the holy names, because without that sadhana, without a regular practice, we will not be able to transform and change our habits. So therefore, it is the perfect atonement as per the Vishnudutas. Then the Vishnudutas say that this chanting of the holy names, it awakens bhakti. And it actually creates a transformation in the heart. And it is effective in all the moods. Sanketyam parihasyam va stobhanam helanam va vaikuntha nama grihanan ashesha agaharam vidu. That even if one does not directly chant the holy names, the Vishnudutas are saying, even indirectly, you are chanting Sanketyam. That if someone says, "Oh, the Hare Krishnas are going," so that is Sanket, they are indicating. It has an effect. Parihasyam va, if someone makes fun of the devotees, you know, by chanting the holy names, so that is called Parihasyam. Stobham helanam va, even neglectfully one chants the holy names. Vaikuntha nama grihanan, this holy name has come from the spiritual world and therefore it has the power to destroy all of our sinful reactions. Ashesha agaharam, unlimited sins we can be purified by the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So therefore, the holy name is extremely powerful to create a transformation in our habits. One of our devotees I know is a very big businessman. So he just began chanting of the holy names and he was very inspired. So one day he went to his father and said that, "You know, I've been chanting these holy names and I feel that there is something, you know, going to happen in the near future. These particular shares which we have purchased in this company, we should sell them off." So his father said, "Why? Why you feel like that?" He said, "By the chanting, I am just getting some intuition." So his father said, "Stop chanting. You are getting strange ideas." So he says, No, I am very convinced. This is not good. We should sell off these shares." So he went to his portfolio manager, HSBC Bank, and then told him that, I want you to sell these shares off. He said, what's the problem? I don't see any problem in the market. I've done MBA finance. I'm studying the market trends. Everything is fine. He says, no. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. And I'm getting some indication. So he thought this guy has gone crazy. He said, sir, don't worry, you have faith in me. You know, we are very professional, we are taking care of this well. Said, no, I'm telling you, it is my money, sell these shares off. So they sold those shares off. And within 1 week, 10 days, the Lehman Brothers collapsed. And then there was a global economic crisis. But because they sold those shares in time, you know, they saved at least $2 million. $2 million they saved. The father came to the son and said, chant more, beta. And then there was this portfolio manager, he called him and said, what was that mantra you were talking about? They never taught me in the MBA. And he actually left HSBC and then he started doing a PhD just so that he gets more time to actually devote to Krishna consciousness. And he started attending the Gita course and now he is initiated. So the Lehman Brothers helped many people also, spiritually. So actually, even if someone just takes to the process, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Bhagwan ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. So when Sita Devi is in Lanka, at that time Hanumanji comes. And Hanumanji, he makes a proposal to Sita Devi, which is, you know, a very attractive proposal. And Hanumanji tells Sita Devi that, Janakiji, why don't you jump on my shoulder? And then I'll just take a jump across, and that will be the end of this whole story. So Sita Devi says, actually, I'm very afraid of all these demons. Plus, if you are carrying me across the ocean, I'm afraid I may fall off and drown in the ocean. And then plus, you are a Parapurusha. How can I touch someone who is not my husband? So Hanumanji immediately grows in size. And then he says, I'm so huge, I'm sure I can protect you from the demons. As far as the ocean is concerned, he's your father. You can't be afraid of your father. And then as far as Parapurusha is concerned, I am like your son. So if a son carries the mother, what's the problem? Come on, just jump on my back, we'll go. And that will be the end of the whole story. Ramayana would have ended there. But Sita Devi, at that point, she says, Sundari Raghunathasya Surastri Dukkashantaye Dashananasya Bhavane Dashamasan Niveshyan. So she says, actually, if I escape from here, what will happen to all the other women who have been captured by Ravan from different parts of the universe and he's torturing them? So therefore, I should not allow that to happen. And only when Lord Ram comes and saves all of us, then even they can be delivered. Second, most importantly, Lord Ramachandra has come in this world to actually inspire our faith in his holy names. If in this state of crisis I use my intelligence and escape, then in future the conditioned souls will be inspired to think in the time of crisis that when in difficulty, use your brain, use your intelligence, come up with a brilliant idea and you will find a solution. But the purpose of my Lord's descent is to demonstrate that each one of us will go through difficulties and situations and circumstances in life where with all of our karmic abilities and powers and influences, we will not be able to find a solution because the complexities of this material world like a quicksand starts dragging us deeper and deeper into the whirlpool. And at that state of helplessness, we have only one shelter. The shelter of the Lord's holy names. And therefore, Lord Ramachandra has come here not to inspire me to use my intelligence to escape, but how I can helplessly depend on him and cry out the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this helpless shelter which the conditioned soul can take of the chanting of the holy names is the real essence of why the Lord comes, descends and performs these pastimes, to demonstrate how we should respond when we are in difficulty. And so we find that, you know, Ravana, Sri Vaishnava Acharya was sharing this story, that Ravana heard that Vibhishan is chanting Lord's names, Ram Ram. So Ravana goes to check, and when he enters Vibhishan's house, he sees that in every wall of Vibhishan's house, Ram Nam is written continuously. Rama, 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 everywhere. So Ravana becomes extremely angry, and he starts screaming at Vibhishan that you know that Ram is my enemy, and still you are doing like this. Why you have written Ram, Ram everywhere? And Vibhishan says, Ravana, this Ram is not what Ram you are thinking. So Ravana said, which other Ram is there? So Vibhishana says, look at this very carefully. What is written? Rama, Rama. Ra means Ravana. Ma means Mandodari. This is Ravana Mandodari. Ravana Mandodari. Ravana Mandodari. Ravana says, oh my God, this is brilliant. Every wall in Lanka should be filled with Rama, Rama, Rama name. And Ravana, he gives an order for Harinam Sankirtan. So this is the power of Vibhishan, that he engages even a demon like Ravana in glorifying the Lord. So that is what is described here. Sanketyam parihasyam va stobham helanam va. Even if the holy names are uttered, it will have its impact, it will have its effect. And therefore, Vaikunth Nama Grihanan. So the Vishnudutas are glorifying, saying that this holy name has come from the spiritual world. Bhattacharya kohe ei madhura vachan, Chaitanyare srishti ei prema sankirtan. This is prema sankirtan which has come from the spiritual world. Kali kale dharma krishna nama sankirtan, seito sumedh ar koli hatajan. This sankirtan is actually the panacea in the age of Kali. And if anyone does not take to this holy name, he will come under the influence of Kali. And so, they are saying that this holy name is extremely powerful. And then, the Vishnudutas explain a very beautiful verse. Guru nam cha laghu nam cha guruni cha laghuni cha prayaschittani papanam gyatvoktan maharshibi. That in the scriptures, if you perform a small sin, a small prayaschitta is recommended, and a big sin, a big prayaschitta. But when you chant the holy names, all kinds of sins which we may have committed, big and small, can be counteracted. So therefore, one does not have to worry about this principle. And so, the holy name is so powerful that irrespective of what kind of sins one may have committed in the past lives, we may have no memory of those sins, but the chanting of the holy names eradicates the influence of all of that. Guru nam cha laghu nam cha guruni cha laghuni cha. Whether guru or laghu, whether big or small, all of the influences we can be purified. So that's, you know, how the holy name is extremely powerful. So Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk, and as he was on this walk next to the ocean, he used to take a morning walk at Venice Beach, California. And then one of the disciples looked towards the ocean and explained to Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, the ocean looks so beautiful. Prabhupada turned and said, yes, from a distance. The ocean looks beautiful from a distance. And if you go near, it may take you in and drown you. And then Prabhupada said, Maya is also like that. Looks beautiful from a distance. If you come close, you'll get trapped. We were in a yatra in Jagannath Puri many years ago. And if you have been to Puri, you'll see the ocean is sometimes very stormy. And so His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was swimming deep inside. And he was not coming out for a long time. So the servant got worried, went to him, said, Maharaj, everyone is waiting. Why don't you come out? And Maharaj said, the ocean is so rough, my gamcha has been taken away. How can I come out? People are standing with camera. So he went and gave another gamcha. And Maharaj came out and he said, when I entered the ocean, I entered as a Gaudiya Sannyasi, I would have come out as a Naga Baba. And so he said, make announcement, nobody should enter deep because it's very rough. So we started making announcement, devotees, be careful, don't go, nobody should go inside. And there was this one devotee who loved doing opposite of what is announced. Some people just have a rasa for that. And then he just started going in. And we were telling him, don't go in, don't go in. He said, hey, me and ocean, we have grown up together. Right from my childhood, I've been swimming. I'm like an expert. You know, and he went deep inside. And then the currents started pulling him away from the shore. So initially he thought, okay, he'll manage. And he struggled. But then he realized it's serious. He can't come out. So as he was being tugged away, he got fearful and then he started raising his arms. And the devotees thought he is saying Hari Bol. So then finally someone realized that he is in trouble. So then the Nalia, what do you call, lifeguard was sent in. And the lifeguard caught hold of him and brought him out. You know, in the Puri beach there are many lifeguards. So then I was there, I told this devotee who was, you know, the Nalia has saved you, the lifeguard has saved you, give him some, you know, bakshish or some donation. So he took 150 rupees and gave. I said, hey Baba, only 150 rupees you are giving, he has saved your life, give some more. He said, hey, I have read in Radhesham Prabhu's 6-session course book, body cost only 150 rupees. So he was using that data here. And then I asked him that, you were repeatedly warned not to go deep. Why you went? And he said, every time I swim for hours and hours, I've never had any problem for so many years. How do I know today I will get trapped? And that's how Maya traps. It's not that day one she traps. First she gives taste. Come, experience the waves on your ankles and your feet. And who gets trapped? It is not the neophyte who gets trapped. The one who is expert and experienced, he gets trapped. Because one who doesn't know swimming, you know, he doesn't even venture deep inside the ocean. If the waves touch his ankle, he feels satisfied. Thank you, bus bus. No, no, go deep, go deep. No, 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 you go, you go. You enjoy. No, no, you go. No, 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 Amito Kangal. You go, you go. So there is humility. Why? Because there is no expertise. But when there is expertise, one feels, I can deal with any situation. And therefore, the bigger problem is for the ustad, not for the person who's, you know, very careful. So therefore here, Ajamil, he spent his whole life doing all kinds of pious activities and he never imagined that he'll be in such a situation where suddenly he will be trapped like this. And so here, the Vishnudutas are explaining that the holy name is so powerful that even if someone has committed unlimited sins, the biggest, most abominable sin, the holy name can purify that person. And so, the Vishnudutas convince the Yamadutas to release Ajamil. And for Yamadutas, it is the first time that they are defeated like this. And then Ajamil is released, and Ajamil is given one more chance. So he goes to Haridwar. And at that point, Ajamil is expressing his regret. And he says here, Atha tveka gata siddha chatvara charu darshana vyamochayan niyamana badhva pasher adhir buha. He says, I am feeling grateful to those who came and saved me at the time I needed them the most. Vyamochayan niyamana badhva pasher adho buha. So therefore, all of these Vishnudutas, if they were not there, how could I be saved? I was just on the doorstep of hell. And there was no way I could have been saved and protected. And so I feel extremely grateful to the Vaishnavas. I feel grateful to the Vishnudutas, the order carriers of Lord Vishnu. They are the carriers of hope. So therefore, the devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness, carrying the message of Krishna, they actually have a great responsibility because they are carrying hope for the conditioned souls in transforming their lives, their character, their habits, and their destiny. And therefore, he says that Athapi me durbhagasya vibhudottama darshane bhavitavyam mangalena yenatma suprasidati. Bhavitavyam mangalena, my future auspiciousness was ensured by these Vishnudutas. And the Lord's holy name is so powerful. Lord's holy name is so merciful that although I was so sinful, kuachaham kitava papa brahmagna nirapatrapa kocha narayana tyeti bhagavan nama mangalam. The Lord's holy name is so pure and so auspicious. I was so impure and sinful. But generally someone at a high status does not want to associate with someone who is abominable. But the Lord, in spite of being so pure, so exalted, he does not feel any kind of regret associating with abominable people. And so the Lord's holy name mercifully descended on my tongue. Kva chaham kitava papa brahmagna nirapatrapa. I was the killer of the Brahminical culture. I was so shameless. Kocha Narayana Tyeti Bhagavan Nama Mangalam. But the Lord's holy name still comes and descends and decides to deliver each one of us in spite of our abominable condition. And the Lord's holy name does not put forward any condition for beginning a relationship. In spite of all kinds of disqualification, the Lord's holy name is always eager to deliver us. And in this way, Ajamil is actually transformed and purified. And actually, Ajamil in this situation is perfectly in tune with the Lord's mercy potency. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that what prevents us from accessing the mercy of the Lord's holy name is offenses. So offense is called aparadha. So radha means satisfaction, and aparadha means diminishing satisfaction. So when externally we are respecting devotees, but internally we have feelings of disrespect towards them, internally we have other thoughts towards the devotees, so that difference in what we are behaving externally and what we are experiencing internally, it results in diminishing satisfaction, aparadha. And therefore, it prevents us from actually connecting to the mercy of the holy name, because the Lord from within can see that duplicity. And therefore, it is described here by Srila Jiva Goswami that when one commits 100 offenses, the chanting of the holy names is inattentive. When one chants, when one commits 1,000 offenses, then it becomes practically impossible to follow the 4 regulative principles. And then when commits 10,000 offenses, at that point it becomes impossible even to chant the holy names on the tongue. So therefore, we should know that anyone who is chanting the holy names on a regular basis, it is extremely rare to find people who have performed all kinds of pious activities in the past lives, that they are actually able to chant the holy names on a regular basis. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So therefore, the holy name is extremely powerful, but we have to be extremely careful to protect ourselves from the influence of offenses and aparadha. And that's one of the biggest challenges. So Chakravarti Pad explains that Ajamil's chanting of the holy names was nirapradha. Ajamil's chanting of the holy names was free from offenses. By hearing this, you know, we may feel a little bewildered that, oh, my chanting is offensive. I'm chanting, you know, for so many years, following 4 principles, no onion, no garlic also. What is going on here? And Ajamil's chanting is offenseless. This is injustice. What is going on? How come Chakravarti Pad is mentioned like that? Right? One program I was doing, somebody was, you know, sitting right in front. Everybody was doing kirtan, clapping. This person was not clapping only. He was sitting there just observing, like in samadhi. So, you know, I was trying to inspire everybody. Chant your names, clap your hands, become free from the sins. But it had no effect on this guy. And then after the program, after the prasad, I saw him in one corner. He had tobacco in his hand. And in India, you know, when you put tobacco in the hand, you also clap. You kind of try to make it smoothen. So he was hitting the tobacco on the hand loudly. And I said, "Arey, during kirtan you were not clapping. Now, for, you know, taking care of this tobacco, you are clapping like anything." So he said, "Hey, don't call this tobacco. This is Sanjeevani booty. This is the Sanjeevani herb which Hanumanji brought. And after smelling this, Lakshman became alert. Lakshman was revived." So I said, in India, not only you do sense gratification, you have philosophical angle also to it. So actually, here, Ajamil was sinful. So Chakravarti Pad says, Ajamil was sinful, but he was free from offenses. Now how do we process that? So Chakravarti Pad says that papa and aparadha. So aparadha means Ajamil had not heard about the glories of the holy name. He did not know anything about the glories of the holy name. And therefore, if you do not know anything about the glories of the holy name, then even if you do something, it is not held against you. But if you have heard about the glories of the holy name, understood what the holy name is, then we are expected to follow. So we come under the influence of aparadha. So every day we are, before japa, we are chanting the 10 offenses. So we are aware. Once you are aware, then the meter of offense begin. So we have to be very careful. So now there is no escaping. So we have no other choice but to make sure that we follow the principles properly with the full understanding of what is what. So therefore here, Ajamil now decides to practice the process very sincerely with great dedication. And then finally the Vishnudutas come and take him back home, back to Godhead. In the meantime, in Yamaloka, there is a lot of disturbance. because Yamdutas are bewildered that how we were defeated. So they go and challenge Yamraj. That we thought, hey, how many controllers are there in this universe? We thought you are the only controller. What's going on? And then they explain the entire episode about Ajamil and Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. They keep chanting. So Yamraj is very blissful. That for the first time, Yamdutas are chanting holy names. For the first time, Yamraj in Yamloka is getting a chance to speak Bhagavatam class. So Yamraj is a great devotee. But his association with Yamdutas is such that their topics of discussion is never direct Krishna. Right? It's only how to boil this, how to cut this willow, how to do this, how to do this, how to give trouble and pain to others. So now, Yamraj, he becomes very happy to hear this. And he starts explaining to the Yamadutas that Jihvana Vakti Bhagavad Gunanamadeyas Chetaschana Smaradita Charanarabindam Krishnaya no namatiya shira ekadapi tananayadham asato akrata vishnu krityan. That my dear Yamadutas, in future please remember that anyone who is chanting the holy names, he is beyond your jurisdiction. Jihvana vakti bhagavat guna namadhyas. One who has not chanted holy names of Krishna, you approach them and bring them to me. Chetaschana smaritata charanarvindam. One in whose mind Krishna's lotus feet is never meditated upon, bring those souls. Krishnaya no namatiyat shira ekadapi. One whose head has never fallen down in obeisance to my deity form, bring such people. Tananayadham asato akrita vishnu krityan. One who has not performed any pious activities towards Krishna, such people are eligible. Otherwise, others are not under your jurisdiction. He tells very clearly. So therefore, simply by the fact that someone comes to the temple of Krishna, offers obeisances, chants the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. One actually is protecting oneself and others from the influence of the Yamadutas and Yamaraja. So therefore, this pastime ends by describing, you know, that ittham smabritya gaditam bhagavat mahitmyam samsmritya vismita dhiyo yamakinkaraste. So Prabhupada writes, for normal people, conditioned souls in this world, Yamadutas are dangerous. And then Prabhupada says, for Yamadutas, devotees are dangerous. Because when they go near the devotees and try to do any harm, Yamraj becomes very upset with them, becomes very angry with them. And therefore, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada has actually created such a beautiful facility where even without knowing, people get connected. Today there is a Rath Yatra somewhere, tomorrow there is another Rath Yatra somewhere. So those who are chanting the holy names on the streets and they are unaware what they are doing, but having darshan of Lord Jagannath, chanting the holy names, taking prasad, honoring that, they're actually purifying themselves of various sinful reactions. Te deva siddha parigita pavitra gatha ye sadhavo samadrisho bhagavat prapanna. So they are actually being protected from the influence of material energy. The devotees were doing Harinam in Australia. The police caught them and put them in jail. They wrote a letter to Prabhupada saying that, Srila Prabhupada, you know, the lawyer is asking $7,000 to release us. Prabhupada said, forget it. Just do Harinam Sankirtan in the jail. You will be released. So they started doing Kirtan. So when they started Kirtan, the others thought, why should we not do? Others also started. Because life in jail is boring. You know, so they started doing Kirtan. So seeing that the jail guards were there, the guards also started doing Kirtan. So it was like every day several hours of Harinam going on. So one day the jail warden came to visit. So when the jail warden came, one of the jail guards looked at him and said, Haribol. So the warden got bewildered. What's going on with these guards here? He investigated. And then he called the devotee. He said, we are releasing you. And they said, but the trial is not yet started. Why are you releasing? He said, no, you guys are more dangerous inside the jail than outside. So therefore, the holy name is such that it has the power to purify us from the deepest core of our heart. And so, when we feel hopeless, that, oh, but I am having so many offenses, my chanting is offensive, how can I be free from it? Right? One of the ways how to be free from offensive chanting, stop chanting. So when there is no chanting, there is no offense. That is one way of looking at it. But then the other way is, bhumau skhalita padanam bhumireva valambanam tvai jata paradhanam tomeva sharanam prabho. That if I am walking on the ground, I slip and I fall. Bhumau skhalita padanam. When my feet slip on the ground and I fall on the ground, how do I get up again? I take the shelter of the ground. So therefore the devotee is praying, tvai jata paradhanam. In performing devotional service to you, my dear Lord, I may commit offenses. I may slip, I may fall, but if I have to get up, what hope I have? I have to take your shelter only. Tomeva sharanam prabho. And therefore, whatever it may be, we have no other choice apart from taking shelter of Krishna in this situation. And so, the chanting of the holy names has specifically manifested in this age of Kali to deliver us. And so Rupa Goswami says, Vicharyani Vichayani Vichintyani Punapuna Kripanasya Dhanani Vatunnamani Bhavantuna. Just like a miser continuously collects, counts and remembers money, like that we must continuously collect, count and remember the holy names. Right? So specifically for Kali Yuga, very practical example. That collecting, counting and remembering. One big businessman came to me and he was telling me, I have so much money. It is like water in an ocean. It is like ocean. But because it is salty, you know, my thirst is not getting quenched. But I see, Prabhu, you are having sweet water of bhakti. Like a well water, sweet and deep. Please give me a few drops of your well water. I said, sure, please take a few drops of my well water and you give me a few drops of your ocean water. I didn't see him in temple next 6 months. So when you are attached to money, so you collect, you count and you remember. So Rupa Goswami says, Vicharyani Vichayani, Vichintyani, Puna Puna, Kripanasya Dhanani Vatvannamani. May my attachment to the holy name be such that if someone gets more money, he doesn't feel offended. But, oh, more? Oh, no, 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 it's okay. Like that, beyond 16, if we chant, there is no problem. Right? So therefore, we can always chant the holy names as much as possible. And therefore Prabhupada, when he made this statement, 16 round minimum, like that. So therefore, on the occasion of the World Holy Name Week, we get this opportunity to churn about the glories of chanting of the holy names. The holy name has brought us till here. The holy name will take us further. And at the time of death, whatever one may have gone through, one's entire life, at the time of death, it is this holy name which will actually penetrate into our heart. And as Sridhar Maharaj mentioned, that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Antakale cha mam eva smaran muktva. And one has to think of Krishna at the time of death. But one who has dedicated his entire life chanting the holy names and spreading the glories of the holy names as being part of the ISKCON society, if we have spent our entire life glorifying Krishna, preaching about Krishna, giving others Krishna, then at the time of that, Krishna forcibly enters into the heart of such a devotee and makes him remember him and takes him forcibly back home, back to Godhead. That is the special mercy which Krishna provides to each one of us. So therefore, let us pray that we are able to actually take genuine shelter of Krishna's holy names, chanting in the association of devotees, respecting the devotees, serving the devotees. And as Saraswati Thakur would always quote one of his favorite verses, Jnanavalambaka kechit kechit karmavalambakah vayam tu haridasanam padatrana avalambakah. Some take shelter of jnana, some take shelter of karma, some take shelter of yoga, but vayam tu haridasanam, we are servants of the devotees, and we take shelter of the sandals of the devotees and the foot dust which is sticking to the footwear of the devotees. That means we aspire to be servants of the servants of the Vaishnavas. And therefore he would often say that the Yuga Dharma is not Harinam Sankirtan. The Yuga Dharma is Vaishnav Seva. Why? Because when we engage in Vaishnav Seva, automatically we have to be tolerant, we have to become humble. And then Trinadapi Sunichena Tororiva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. The potency, the ability to chant the holy names manifest in our heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.